Machasuch Abed is part of me. Yes, this thing is going to become part of you. And there's another Nekuda over here, which is not here. Remember, there's something called, the even if you have to be the same scholars of Mashiach, we're in the Gula after Beit HaMikdash, then the Golas, our Golas entity never goes away. The fact that we were once in Golas always remains. So, however much we will identify, remember, our same person is still going to be the same. So we're always going to have this memory of our old self. This is me. Remember, we're not coming new people. We're the same person, just person, just growing. So we can grow. We're going to go exponentially. We're going to be growing. We're going to have, give it another little beta. Amazing. We have this little beta. Remember, my own self, knowing myself sitting here, the same, yukul, shmukul, whatever, is still part of me. So that time I'm going to be so much more successful. It's going to be a distant memory. But it's going to be there. We're not coming new people. We're the same people. We're just growing. So however much we have, we still have our old experience. We're just going to, our old experience may become smaller, smaller, smaller. That's what's called that. Also, in Zman HaGula, it's going to be exactly Tzitzis Mitzrayim. The avoda of combating Golos is still going to be there. It's always there. It never goes away. So we're going to have, the Nekuda is, there is two inyonim in us in Zman HaGula. For one, we think we're throwing in ourselves, giving ourselves credit, we're going to have the whole Eibishter, right? Not the circle, but we haven't. That's one part of ourselves. The reason why we're going to have that is because that is really part of us from day number one. Just now we're not identifying with it, and now they're telling us we just have to accept the fact it's that way, and we're going to identify with it. That's one part of us. We're throwing in ourselves the whole Eibishter. The other part is who we are. So, of course, the more we identify with the ages of our who we are is going to become smaller and smaller, but it's still there, because we're still going to be David, David, Kevetni, and Nochem Strutz, and it's not somebody else, yeah? So, it's going to be the same person, so we're going to be, it's going to be there always, so, we never go away. So, okay, listen, quote. So, what in the earth of Tzitzis is, it's Etzem and Gilui. We're going to have the Etzem of Atmos, the Gilui, when we're talking about Gilui, I mean, now what do we have? How much Etzem do we feel? How we, Etzem today, Siddur tells us about Etzem. How much we feel Etzem, we may not be aware about it at all, in a very minimal sense. In the Mitzvah Sheikh, we will fully identify with Etzem, right? Where our Gilui? Our Gilui will have less value, but it's not disappearing. It's part of us. The Gilui will, but today has the fullest value, still there, will be there. So Etzem, we still always have the two parts of Etzem. Gilui is always there. It never goes away.
In Russian it is pravel. Person who once was very poor and start to be wealthy, still 30 years will feel that he is still poor. Even he wealthy.
On the other hand, it's very meaningful. We are never going away from who we are, which means a very lot to us. Because otherwise we're looking for something. Gula is something I don't know how to deal with it. Now, when I know it, me, and really, it's all here now, because now I'm not identifying with it, etc., etc., then Gula has a different meaning to us. It's all, we're not going to remember. So, we're not going to lose the current value of life which we have now at this moment, because Gula is nothing, whatever. It's not taking away from what we have now. Okay. So we're going to another Nekuda, because he had, and you see what that is? Let's go to one more point. Yeah. So now, coming to hit this thing here. I don't have page numbers here, but I'm actually going now on Oak Base. I think it's Oak Base. It's the third page here. No, but this is something we went through many times. There is the union of. Okay, we have to the tells us. We all feel ourselves and it is yesh, right? What does yesh mean? That we feel ourselves an independent existence of ourselves. We don't feel that we were created by anything. I'm a yesh, I feel I'm a tzis, right? The truth is we're created by the Eibishter. So what is my tzis? What is this feeling of self-existence which I have? What is it? It's a sheker, right? It's a sheker. I feel myself, okay. So what does Chassidus say? What is going to happen to this feeling of self-existence when the truth is going to come, be revealed, that Mashiach will come, I'm going to see the course. What's going to happen to my feeling of self-existence? Where is it going to go? It's going to disappear, right? I feel myself as an independent being for myself. The truth is I'm created by the Eibishter. What happens the moment I come to see the truth that I'm created by the Eibishter? So where does my feeling of self-existence go? It's disproved. I prove it's Sheker. I come to realize it's Sheker. So I'm going to lose it, right? So that in tears of Yesh and Nivra, which does not wreck this thing of self-existence, that I do not recognize I was created by the Eibishter, what's going to happen with Moshe Mashiach? It disappears, right? Good. Now the Rebbe comes, now we went through this many times. What did the Rebbe say? This feeling of self-existence, it may be a Sheker, it could be a Sheker 100 times, but who made it happen? The Eibishter made it happen. So, if it made it happen, it's part of the creation. So that check is not going away. So what's going to happen to that checker? The check is going to realize it was created by the Eibishter. So, that's all. So now, so what does happen if the check comes to realize it's created by the Eibishter? Then, what's in the Kudah here? So what does it mean? So now it comes out of this, that what? That this, what are the difference of Golos and Gula according to this? In Zman HaGolos, I don't realize this Sheker was created by the Eibishter. In Zman HaGula, I'm going to realize this Sheker is created, my Sheker is created by the Eibishter. So it's the same me, just my understanding about myself is going to change. Right?
Or Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would say that if you realize that the Sheker was created by the Eibishter, wouldn't affect them?
No. We'll go into that answer. Why did these words never brought by the Rebbe? And this is the reason why I wrote this whole thing. Why did these words, why did only the Rebbe discuss these words? Because this will, so we'll come to this soon. Okay. Why did the Rebbe say, it's very, because, one second. So let's do that. Let's do this. How does Chassidus say what's going to happen? That I now feel I'm a Sheker. What's happening in Moshe Mashiach? The end is going to be revealed. So where's my Sheker going? It's disappearing. So this is what I feel about myself now. Where's it going to go when Mashiach comes? It's going to disappear. So my identity, how I know about myself now, and my identity, I know how my identity is, but what I'm not going to know about myself. The Moshe Mashiach is two separate things. What I know about myself now is not going to be when Mashiach comes. So Mashiach is something remote, where the feeling, which my conscious feeling about myself now, is not going to be there in Moshe Mashiach. So the Mashiach is going to be a new entity, something new, which I don't know what it is. With the way the Rebbe is telling me, it's my heritage now, it's going to remain. I just don't realize that the Eibishter created me. He created it. I'm created by this. It's the same me is going to be now. Same me is going to be by Yemei Mashiach. My perception about myself is going to change. Now I don't realize I'm created by the Eibishter. And lots of times I don't realize I'm created by the Eibishter. But it's the same person I know myself now.
In other words, when Yemei Mashiach will be a lot of revealed of hidden Torah. So we'll just know more.
We'll know, yeah, if you say it that way. You want to say it that way. But I mean, it's just, in other words, this is the way, we're not subtracting anything from anything now. This is the whole of how it works. Till now, till the Rebbe came, Gula subtracts Golas. Golas and Gula is contradiction. Golas is no good. Gula is good. Gula comes, Golas disappears. Subtraction. Take away the yesh. Take away my yesh. Comes the Rebbe says, no subtraction. The same Golas remains, just with increased awareness, which I don't have in Zman HaGolos, come to realize this Golos is created by Hashem. Now, why did the Rebbe say this and not say this? Why was it not said before? Because this is the one, this is an equivalent which here I'm trying to bring out. That, there's two ways. This is a very simple way. You cannot tell a Yid that Golos is created by Hashem and it's not going away, and my head is a yesh, is not going away. The yesh of Olam Haz is not going away. When my yesh is negating Torah Mitzvahs. My yes, in the way life was in Golos, yes brought, the yes, the headwish of Golos, brought problems to my life. So what are we going to tell ourselves in, what are we going to tell ourselves in our Veda? Going back to the years, the, all the years previously of Golos. That this is not going away. The whole avodah of mine was to identify with the fact that this Golos, this yes is no good, and I have to get rid of it. Why? Because in those days, Golos and yes brought obstruction and tzaddis to Yidden. So what was my thing? To overlook the Golos, not identify, to not give it any value. That's the whole avodah. In our days, the yes is not getting in our way. We can harness the yes for Torah the mitzvah. We can harness and see this of this world for Tehillim. Once upon a time, the world was negating Tehillim. So what was my promise of Gula? That this is going to go away. Now that we can harness this world for Tehillim, so what is the promise of Gula? To realize that yes, it's created by the Egyptian. That's one way of saying it. Now there's another way of saying it. When you say that my yesh, this shekel, is created by the Egyptian, does it make any sense? It's not something which makes sense. To say shekel is greater than the Egyptian, it doesn't make sense. The Egyptian is still yokel, says the Rebbe. Either the yesh, it must be the Egyptian created it. So how the Egyptian can make create a shekel? Shekel you can't create. You know, shekel is nothing. In essence, what's shekel? Nothing, right? So it's not something you can create. It's a non-existence. It's a fantasy, right? So the Egyptian, the Rebbe says it was, this fantasy has validity. Why? Because the Egyptian created it. So it's not a thing, in other words, what it means, the Moshe Mashiach, the Sheker and the Emes is going to come together, the Sheker is going to create it, that was created by the, realize he was created by the Emes. The moment Sheker and Emes come together, when the Sheker comes to see the truth, the Sheker disappears. Here the Rebbe is saying, the Sheker was created with the Emes, so even though logically speaking, it's impossible for Sheker and Emes to be together, because the whole existence of Sheker is when there's no Emes. The moment you have the Emes, the Sheker disappears. That is, you're talking about, I'll be safe, Sheker and Emes, different things. If you're talking about the Egyptian, the Egyptian is totally open. The Egyptian created a Sheker, created an Emes. No, most of the Sheker, the Sheker will come to realize it's created by them. Okay. That's the meaning of any day, maybe it's a very bad thing. So the Egyptian, he chose whatever it is. So this is something which is none of his faith. Now, so this is
the being created, the Sheker disappears when the truth comes in?
No, could it, the whole could it is, no, it's not going to disappear because remember, if saying Sheker disappears means, remember who we are. Sheker doesn't live down the road. Sheker is me. What I feel about myself. For whatever's telling me that I am staying. So, don't just give up on that Sheker so quickly. So this is who we are. You know, you're talking about somebody else, you're talking about ourselves. So the Rebbe is actually telling us, we remain when the good is there. So it's not really something you really want to give up. And the question is, how can we remain? So this is the Rebbe's world, carry on. Now, what Sidus did was, Sidus explained all my triggers of Gilu Lukus. Yeah? Up higher, 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 higher. But one thing, the Sidus brought about the Emes of Lukus. I mean, all the Masogin that was created by the Abish, etc., etc. To give validity to our Shekhar, Sidus didn't discuss that. Even though the Rebbe says he actually quotes on Sidus, but it's something that the Rebbe brought out. So, why? Because it's not something of his day. It doesn't make any sense. What happened was, it comes to Deir Shvi, and the Rebbe says, Sidus has explained Elokus from every direction. Sidus has given us the whole Elokus. This is the Rebbe's Kolok Elokitin. That Sidus has given us the whole Kolok Elokus. And we're still in Golos. So what does the Rebbe do? The Rebbe said, we remember, Sidus given us, and we still not identifying with the Elokus that Sidus given us. So what did the Rebbe say? This Golos itself, this Sheker, this Yesh, is also Elokus. So now, what does that help us? Just come to identify where you are. I don't know. In other words, Sidus gave us anything which you can understand according to logic about the Elokus that Sidus gave us. We have it all. We still don't see Elokus. We still haven't identified with Elokus completely. We're still in Golos. What the Kabbalah ever say? that the our current existence of Golos, that's also a chelik of Elokus. It's also a chelik of Gula. We just have come to recognize that this Golos is Gula. What does that help? That we don't have to get rid of ourselves. Just move forward in bringing, in identifying with Gula. That's the whole Nakuda is. Once upon a time, the way, when it tells us, explained how to be faithful and close and everything, there's one thing remained. What remained? My Hergesh Hayesh. What does the Siddur say about that? It's gone away. So if I want to bring the Gula, what I have to do? Get rid of my Yesh. Right? So what's the Avodah of Siddur once upon a time? Avodah Tfilah. Everything, get away from this Yesh. Get rid of this Yesh. We're still in Golas, with everything. So what did I say? This, yes, this is also part of the Gula. So now, what? You don't have to get rid of everything. Just identify with what I'm telling you, that you are already part of the system, you're already part of the Gula. Move over!
After the Shir, we don't identify as
a Shir. Huh?
After the Shir. After we know that that's what we're after, we don't identify as
No. So once you know what the Rebbe says, so this stuff we had this last, something Rebbe says. No, you know what Rebbe says? Now the avoided the increase in that awareness. How do you increase in that awareness? The more you do Tehillim Mitzvah, this isn't clear. The more you do Tehillim Mitzvah today, once upon a time you do Tehillim Mitzvah, you wouldn't see the results. So you identify, you couldn't, there was no way you could identify the Gashmis with the Yesh, identify Yesh is Elokus. You couldn't really identify because when you do, you would not see the results of Tehillim Mitzvah. And, okay. Now you do Tehillim Mitzvah, you see the results, just continue to do Tehillim Mitzvah. And you're gonna see. I'm the same person, the same Yesh, same Golos environment so far. And the Mitzvahs are growing. Everything in Golos is going along with Tehillim Mitzvahs. My Yesh is going with Tehillim Mitzvahs. So what you come to realize, that with where I am, is already, Golos and Gula is all one. All I have to do is shift over from my perception about my Yesh, for my perception of Golos, and start introducing the perception of Golos. And that is doing this adding. So what it is, the more I identify, the more I begin to, I'm going to add in doing what I have to do and making it a reality. So through it, we make Golos today with our identifying with it. Now, whatever it says, the language can make it, will happen in one moment, but as long as that does not happen, we have to, we can create it ourselves. Okay. So what? Now, if you want, I would like to do this one point. This is what things are all over here. This is an Akuda. The whole Akuda that Rebbe here is, the Rebbe is not telling us something logical. That our Yesh is one with the Eishon. But let's understand it. This is not a Pisechel. The Rebbe is telling us this is the reality. Why did Rebbe say this? Because the reality is, the only thing which is getting in our way, citizens in Galilee, all of course, and we're just in ourselves. So the Rebbe says, the way you are with yourself is also part of course. Okay. This is not the yes, our yes is one with Eishon. It's not something which is logical. The Rebbe is telling us, because this is telling us our Yesh is one with the Elokos, because we should identify with it. What happens when you start teaching that Yesh, Hanivra, and Elokos is all one? And you teach, in other words, you teach with Tzedek Siddur that Yesh and Nivra, Yesh, it has to go away. That's what Tzedek Siddur is till the Rebbe came. The Yesh has to go away. Okay, the Yesh has to go away. As long as my Yesh hasn't gone away, I still don't go. But you don't start teaching what the Rebbe says, that my Yesh is one with Abraham. And I have to just identify is one with Abraham. So I'm teaching now that Yesh is one with Abraham. What are the first questions should come up? So why am I not seeing the Abraham? As long as there's an interference to seeing the Abraham, I have my Yeshes. Okay, to get away Yesh is not the easy process. It's an avoider. Once the Rebbe told us, my guess is one of the Eishon, I just have to identify with the fact and follow the program and just keep on doing Tehillim Mitzvahs. So when I'm teaching this, the first question I ask myself, why am I not doing it? I should, in other words, when I'm teaching this, I have to say at the very same time that I can see the Eishon according to what I will do, I can see the Eishon. I mean, Let's take those words back.
What I'm doing is what I'm seeing.
There's no way of understanding these masogim as an abstract musician. Once upon a time, you can learn siddhas about the siddhas, you can all learn it. It's all true, and you can understand it. It doesn't affect me in my life, but I'm a yesh. I haven't worked on something to get rid of my yeshes. Okay, that couldn't happen till then. But now that you're learning that my yeshes is elikus, so if you do not realize that you should be now actually on the program of working to see elikus, then you really don't understand what you are. Does that make any sense? Huh?
No, everything which you say, it's 100% logical.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely elikus, we just don't realize this, because everything, Creator creates our every moment, and we just, our perception of ourselves give us
limited.
But in reality, we completely elikus, the same elikus like this table. Something wrong?
One second. When
question is how to, so to say.
There's no how. Remember, there's no how to the Eibishter. There's only do it. Remember. This is the Eibishter talking about the Eibishter. There's no how. As long as you're talking about gilui, there's always maybe a how. Here we're talking about the Eibishter and the Yesh are one. There's no how. It's a fact. Accept it. Do it. You'll see it. It's going to happen. We're not talking about something logical. Remember, as long as Jesus was talking about logical, about this Madrega, that Madrega, there's always how much identify, how much I don't identify. Here, we're not talking about something logical. We're telling the letter is telling you that you are one with the angels. You just is the locus. The only thing you're not identifying. There's no how. You just, there's no how to identify. You just identify by doing what the Rebbe says. There is no how to it. There's no how, because the Rebbe is not talking about something. Remember, these things, the yesh and the lakus, is one. The yesh is not a system, because it's not logical at all. It defeats every logic. The reality is, that's what it is. You are a yesh, and you follow the emissions, you're going to see, you're going to have your yesh, your mitzvah is going to work with the lakus. It's going to work because it coherently perfectly. So, there's no how, it's a reality. So, in Siddhas, in the Rebbe's Torah, in the Rebbe's approach, when you're learning such a thing, what has to be the first thing which comes to mind? Why is it not happening? And the only reason why it's not happening, because I'm not doing it. But you can't learn it like you learn the Chassidus as an abstract thought, it's not a thought, as I'm just trying to find the right word, it's not a thought I can learn and say to myself that I can't implement it because my yes is getting away. No, it's not. Remember, once upon a time, I can learn it. My yes is get away. What do we mean my yes is get away? There may be different obstacles of life, different obstacles of dollars. None of that exists. Here we're saying that yes is elikus. So no obstacle is there which can get in the way. It's all elikus. So, when I learn it, I understand what I'm saying. So if I understand what I'm saying, it means I should implement it for prayer. If I learn it as an abstract concept of yes and nivra, being one with the Eibishter, and do not realize that this is a reality which I should be implementing right now, then I really don't understand what I'm saying. You cannot learn it as an abstract concept, because it's not abstract. There's no logic here. It's a fact of reality. So you cannot learn it. The only way you can learn it is identifying this is a reality. Otherwise, you don't identify this is a reality. This is a reality in my life. You don't realize what you're saying. You're talking about yourself there. If you're talking about your nefesh elikus, okay, I have a nefesh elikus. But I'm a yesh. And I don't. Okay, we all have a yesh. We have a package. We have a nefesh elikus. It's a package. A package is our nefesh elikus. If the Rebbe is talking about the Nefesh HaBam, let's say, my guest, the Nefesh HaBam, the Rebbe is pro Nefesh HaBam in the program, so if I'm discussing what the Rebbe is saying, my Yesh Nivis is Yesh Amiti, and I don't realize that I can do it, I'm taking it as an abstract concept, which I may do or may not do, I really don't understand what I'm saying. I don't know. So, in the broad, so the way, okay, but the way, yeah. Well,
is it, in this part, is it word of Bitochen? In
no, it's not. It's no. Why?
In the word of Rebbe. If Rebbe says this, this is correct way, and I have to implement it.
The only thing is, it has to come to change the perception. Shek has now seen himself as negating them. He comes to realize that he was praying for them. That's why he has to change his perception about himself. But this is all what it is. Come to realize that he is praying for them, that he is part of the program. So why is he talking about your Shek and my Shek is part of the program? There's no way I can say that it has happened in the future. It's not something which can affect my life right now at this very moment. There's no way you can say that. If you're talking about the abstract concept, you literally don't understand what you're saying properly. Okay, so this is the good of which, let's see this here. This is the good of what